good to see you all here today. I'm thankful to the Lord for the sufficiency of His grace that is establishing every one of us. The purposes of God are eternal. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. The purposes of God are eternal. I'll say it a third time. The purposes of God are eternal. So whatever it is that God has purposed, He doesn't change, because He knows exactly what He wants. And He does what needs to be done. And tonight, or this morning, I want to declare that divine purpose concerning you, concerning your family, concerning my family, concerning this church, will come to pass. Amen. And nothing can stop it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a promise from the Lord that He is going to establish His covenant. Yes. Hallelujah. And I want to continue with that trend of thought this morning. When we started talking about this particular subject, we started out talking about the beginnings of the manifestations of that promise or covenant that God made to Abraham, and how God said to Abraham, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bless the whole earth by you. But then also told them about the issues that were going to face his children, how they were going to be in a place that was not their place, strangers in a foreign land, and how they were going to be in bondage and afflicted for 400 plus years. Now, when that statement was made, I'm sure that Abraham wondered, why is this going to happen to me? Can't it just come easier? And many times we're faced with the same kind of situation where we want to celebrate the blessings of God, but don't want the challenges that sometimes come with that blessing. Salvation for you and I was not possible without a cross. The blessing is not without challenges. Please hear that. The blessing is not without challenges, but the blessing will supersede any challenge that you will ever face in your life. And that is the truth of God. Challenges do come. Any minister of the gospel that tells you that now that you're a Christian, you will not have challenges, is lying to you. The anointing comes with challenges. Because the oil comes out of the crushing. But the oil comes. I don't care whether you gave birth to a child naturally or it was by C-section, it comes with some kind of pain. But when you see the child, the pain dumps down, because you're celebrating the manifestation of that which was once hidden. The blessing of God will be made manifest. Amen. And not only is the blessing made manifest, the blesser is made manifest. I declare that those that God has assigned to be a blessing in your life, to move you from point A to point B, that in the name of Jesus Christ, that they be manifested now at supersonic speeds. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Whoever God has assigned to cause me to come into my fullness, I dispatch them now by the authority of the word of God to move, and to move with supernatural speed. And whoever God has called me to be a blessing to, I declare now that by supernatural, supersonic speeds, that I move to be there, to be what God says I should be for them, in Jesus' mighty name. That means everybody got to move at supersonic speed now. Glory be to God. Speed up. Hallelujah. Speak to your neighbor and say, speed up. It's time. Move it. Hallelujah. Don't start moonwalking like Michael Jackson going backwards. Hallelujah. Might be a good looking dance, but that's not the way we want to go. We don't want to go backwards. We want to go forward. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us how that Joseph, who was going to be the blessing to Israel, was attacked. How he was harassed, how he was sold into slavery, how he was disappointed by so many things happening in his life, and it seemed like he was taking one step forward and two steps backwards. But whatever it was that was happening in his life, he was moving towards the targeted point that God had for him. He started out as one who was dreaming dreams, but then God moved him to the place where he was interpreting dreams. You cannot come into your fullness until you start interpreting other people's dreams. Please hear what I just said. If you miss that, you've missed too much. You cannot come into your fullness until you begin to interpret other people's dreams. It is not enough for you to dream a dream about your life and what God wants for you. You've got to come past that place to begin to help others find their destiny and come into their fullness so that you can come into your fullness. The fulfillment of God's covenant promises in your life is embedded in you bringing about the fulfillment of other people's destiny. That's why we serve each other. That's why we help each other. That's why we give into each other's lives, to make sure that somebody's dream, somebody's desire, somebody's aspiration in life is accomplished. And child of God, let me say something. Those are not things that you need to pray about. When you know that you need to help somebody, help them. Stop. Let me pray about it first. No. Just start doing what you're supposed to do. And if God doesn't want you to do it, he will stop you. Let me say that again. If God doesn't want you to do anything there, he will what? Stop you. But when you are moving to be a blessing and God is not holding you back, go supersonic speed. Do what you got to do, and quickly. Don't wait. If it is in your hand to help, don't tell the person to wait. Just do it. Hallelujah. Just what?
Do it.
Do it. It's important. And you don't necessarily have to broadcast everything that you're doing. If you start broadcasting everything that you're doing, then you've gotten your rewards already. There are so many things Mama does and so many places that she gives into, so many lives that she gives into, I'm clueless about. I say, you did what? You gave what? There are so many things that I do that she doesn't know about. Just give. Because it's a private issue. There are so many things that you have given to that you don't even have a clue about. You don't. Because we don't have to have a board to discuss everything. You have a board, but it's not to discuss everything that we're going to give into. It's about just giving, being a blessing. And then there will be a manifestation. Praise the Lord. Because what your right hand is doing, don't let the left know. Or what the left is doing, don't let the right know. Do you understand? Hallelujah. But your purpose is to see the manifestation of God's will. Now, so Joseph was doing his thing. And after 2 years, or maybe about the first or so year, the second half of the dream that he interpreted started happening. Now his father and his brothers are in a crisis situation. Jacob hears about the food that was in Egypt, and he sends his brothers there, and Joseph recognizes them, but they don't recognize him. He dealt harshly with them because he was trying to flush out their mindset, whether they were together, and just move the story forward, and how he held on to one of the brothers so that he can find out whether his brother Benjamin was around. And when they brought Benjamin, he finally gave them food and blessed Benjamin 5 times more than he had given to the other brothers, you know, and so on and so forth. How they hid the cup and how they brought Benjamin back and how Judah cried out and said, listen, take me instead. Are we up to snuff yet? The Bible finally tells us in chapter 45 of the book of Genesis that Joseph finally revealed himself to them. It says in chapter 45, then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. There stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. Made himself known to his brethren. Told them, it's me. I'm Joseph. It says, and he wept aloud. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? His brethren could not answer him. They were quiet. They were hushed. They were dumbfounded. May the revelation of God's grace on your life cause those that were against you to shut up. Because they cannot understand how it is that you're not dead. And if you're not dead, they cannot understand how it is that you, that was sold to be a slave, you are now the number one man in the land that you were sold as a slave to. This is what is shocking them. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that your life will be a shocker to every enemy. They can't. What's happening? What's happening? What's going on here? Joseph? No, it's not possible. It's not possible that you that knew nobody in the land that we're selling you to, you can be right here. And everybody is bowing down and celebrating you. No, it's not possible. Come on. No, it's not possible. Are you kidding me? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. No, it's not possible. Come on. Are you kidding me? No. You can imagine all that was going inside of their minds. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me. Come near to me, I pray you. And he came near and he said, I am Joseph. Your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. So that you know that I am he. Come. Close enough. I am Joseph. And so that you know that I am he, let me tell you something about what you did to show to you that I'm the real one, because nobody else knows this but you and me. You sold me as a slave into Egypt. Do you remember that? Ah. You are either a prophet to know this, or you the real deal. Well, this is what's going to happen. Are you listening? This is what's going to happen. God is going to use you and I in incredible ways to speak to people the secret things in their hearts. Something that nobody else knows but them. So that they can say, just like Nathaniel, Nathan said of the Lord, ah, Jesus said, I saw you under the tree. I saw you under the tree. And the guy says, huh? How is it possible? I was way out there. Says, is that all? You're going to see angels. That God is going to bring the hearts of people before you. You can tell them what's happening in there so that they can recognize this got to be God. This got to be God. They recognize. And Joseph says, come near. And he told them, you sold me. The Bible says in verse 5, now therefore be not grieved. I didn't tell you this to condemn you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I didn't tell you what I just told you to condemn you. You can be here today, this morning, wherever it is that you're listening, and I might say something that strikes dead center into your heart. And you know, okay, this got to be God. I've had situations, you know, here in different parts of the world, and as I'm ministering, somebody ask a question in their spirit. They didn't voice it out, and as soon as they're asking that question, I am answering it. You say, "Oh, what was that?" God. But it's never to cause you to be condemned. It's just to bring you to an awareness that God cares. When God reveals something about you, it's not about condemnation. It's about, I care about you and I want the best for you. Too many people walk around feeling condemned. Oh, pastor, you know, started preaching today and he said this and said that. I better take off from this place because what else does he know? No, that's not the point. And I've had those people too. Start talking and start reading their book, reading all their files. They say, "Ah, I better leave this place. What else does he know about me?" That's not the point. The point is, God doesn't want you to live in the world of condemnation and be grieved. He just wants you to know, I know you, but I still love you. Because God is not willing that anyone come into a state of condemnation. Neither do I condemn you. Hallelujah. Are we on the same page? Therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that you sold me hither. For God did not send me before you, for God did send me before you to preserve life. God sent me before you to preserve life. You meant it for evil, but God was involved in it. God was involved in it. Now, don't take what I'm about to say to you wrongly for your own demise, but take it with the wisdom of God to know that God really cares. I'm going to skip ahead, and I'm going to read you something from chapter 49. And it might be strange that I'm reading this to you at this point, but I have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Chapter 49 and verse 5. It says here, Simeon and Levi are brethren. This is Jacob blessing his sons. And it says about Simeon and Levi, it says, Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. Doesn't sound like a blessing, does it? O my soul, come not thou into their secret. Unto their assembly, mine honor, be not thou united. This is sounding like more like a curse than a blessing. For in their anger, they slew a man, and in their self-will, they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Now, that doesn't sound like no blessing at all. But I want you to notice that there are two names there, Simeon and who? Levi. Levi. He just got a curse. But he's going to be the family of the Levites. Are you kidding me? The Levites, these are the ones who are going to be carrying the ark, serving in the kingdom, in the tabernacles of God. Are you serious? Ay, ay, ay. What kind of a God is this? Don't abuse the mercies of God. But this I want you to know, God is a merciful God. Amen. God's mercy overrides judgment. And wise men and wise women will, one, not abuse it, and two, embrace it. Say, I am a total mess. I blew it again. Yesterday I said I was not going to do it, and today I messed it up again. And God is saying, before you messed up, I knew it. I love you. Will you accept my love? Will you hold on to me so I can take you past where you are to where you ought to be? Too many people do not trust God. They try to hide from God and build their leafy aprons. And think they're doing something. No, the right thing to do is run to God, not run away from God. Run to God. That's how he establishes his covenant towards you. I am God. I lie not. Hallelujah. Run to God. Don't be running away from God. Run to him. He's your peace. He's your strength. He's your buckler. He's your deliverer. He's your joy. Hallelujah. Back to 45. Don't be angry with yourself. Don't get grieved and all, feeling all condemned. For God did send me before you to prepare or to preserve life. For these 2 years had the famine been in the land. It's been 2 years now. And yet there are 5 years under which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you, a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now, it was not you that sent me hither, but God. It was not you that disappointed me. It was not you that failed to support me. It was not you. It was not you. You thought you were the one. But no, God was in it all. Who will really know a David without Goliath? Who? Here is David busy playing his harp, and coming Saul and getting all those demonic interactions to cease in the life of Saul, and he's been doing it. And when David finally sees Saul in person, Saul says, "Whose son is this?" Doesn't even recognize him. You can be busy serving in a particular place and you think everybody knows me, and nobody knows you. They don't know you. But God brings a Goliath, and all of a sudden, Saul slain his 1,000 and David his 10,000. In one quick swoop, one thing can change your story. Somebody say, "Lord, change my story." You thought you sent me here, but no, God did. I'm here because of God. But I'm not just here because of God. I'm here because of you, to preserve your posterity. So don't go about blaming yourself. And, you know, there's so many things that have happened in my life through the years. And I can go back and say, if that person had not done such and such, I will not have experienced such and such. I wouldn't have met this person. I wouldn't have connected with this person. This thing wouldn't have happened in my life if it were not for this disappointment, because this person said this, or because this person tried to hurt me, or this person tried to disappoint me. And in the process of them doing all of that, God brought me here. Thank God for enemies. Yeah. Sometimes you really need to just, "I thank you, Lord, for the enemies." Because sometimes it's your enemy, your challenge, that makes you great. They thought they were trying to reduce him to nothing, and he thought they were trying to make certain that those dreams that he dreamt will not come to pass. But in all of their attempts, they were moving him closer to the fulfillment of the dream. I say in the name of Jesus Christ that every harassment, every attack of the enemy against your life to try to separate you from the fulfillment of the divine purpose of God for your life, move you closer to the fulfillment of that purpose in Jesus' mighty name. You know what that makes you? Makes you a happy camper. It makes you to rejoice. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. Is that what the Word of God says?
Yes.
Count it all joy when you're going through all kinds of stuff. You're going through it. I think I'm due a new connection here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The devil's a liar. Don't buy into his lies. Don't buy into it. All things work together for my good. All things work together for your good. Do you believe that? Then stop complaining all the time. Stop. One of the wisest things you can do is stop complaining. Look at how bad this is. Look at how bad that is. You know, there are people today who may be complaining and griping about COVID. Thank God for COVID. Because of COVID, I've preached in places I've not preached at. I've reached more people during this time of COVID than I've reached all through the years. Because of COVID, maybe within the next few weeks, I'm going to be doing a crusade in Pakistan from Winnipeg. Because of COVID. No one going to complain about COVID. No. So, Pastor, but people died. I know. May they rest in peace. But in the midst of all of that, God can do extraordinary things in your life. Amen. Do you understand? There's this age-old adage. When life serves you lemons, make what? Lemonade. Yeah. Lemon juice, okay, for whatever. When life comes at you, rather than spending the time complaining, stop. Take a breath and say, God, this did not come to you by surprise. I may have been surprised, but this is not a surprise to you. And I know you have worked all the details out. What is my next step? What is my next step? Problems generate creativity. Do you agree with that? Yeah. So when you face a situation, listen, there are some problems that you and I are facing that are business ideas. But we spend time complaining about it and we miss out on the business. Oh, my Lord. You had a great business idea and you complained through it. But it was a problem. And if you only found a solution to that problem, you would have created a business, because that problem that you're facing is common to all. And God provides a way of escape. Sometimes your problem is your blessing. Oh God, prosper me. Father, prosper me. Make me a blessing. God, prosper me. In the name of Jesus, I give you my tithe. I give you my offerings. God, prosper me. And then a problem hits you. You say, oh, I give my tithe. I give my offering. I got problems. I will not give again. I will not give again. If you only slowed down for a moment, maybe God just allowed you to see a problem that's a business idea. And if you stop complaining and wipe those chairs off, you will see clearly to see, hello? You're doing a contract. The contract faces some complications. Now you're thinking about how much money you're going to spend to fix that problem. Meanwhile, God is giving you a solution to a problem that every other person is having. And if you come with a solution to solve this problem, you will now be making money because you have the answer for everybody else. Look at somebody bent some had problems with putting paper together and folded a metal piece, and now we have a staple. And somebody's making money because everybody wants to buy staples. There's even a business called staples. Are we listening? You mean believers can have an answer from the Lord? And that sometimes those answers come through the problems that we're facing? Blessings don't always come in the guise of good things. Blessings sometimes come in the guise of bad stuff. It takes king to search out the matter. Is that what we read? King search out the matter. May we, as kings and priests in the kingdom of God, search out matters and bring solutions to people. There is a world out there that's looking for solutions. One of the prayers I've been praying recently is, God, there is something I believe that may just be beyond the internet. Download it into believers. Hallelujah. We need solutions so that we are not held captive by those who are running social media today. There is somebody that God can download an answer into and create something that cannot be controlled by them. And it can happen with us. We have COVID. This is the time for somebody to, with supernatural grace, come up with a way to create holograms all over the place. I remember so many years ago, the Lord told me, He said, the day is coming when you're going to be in one place and you'll be in another place at the same time, and people will be seeing you at that new other place like you were there live. I said, how is that possible? He said, holograms. I said, holograms, what's that? I had to go check the dictionary to find out what a hologram was. And now, you know, the church can miss it. Because we've got the technology that will be able to give us holograms just like that. When they're coming up with 5G, the church is busy complaining about 5G is going to kill everybody. No. No. Because our bodies are not going to be conducive for any viruses or anything that the enemy wants to generate to create problems. No, no, no. It's not going to create a problem for me. Yes. I am going to be head and not tail, above only and not beneath. In all of the confusion, the blessing shall come forth. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody listening. Joseph is answering. He said, Pastor, all of this is coming from the story of Joseph. Yes, it's coming from there. God sent me before you to preserve you, posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. By a great deliverance. God, use us in these last days to bring about a great deliverance. Hallelujah. Deliverance. Because we are agents of change. Agents that bring about solution. Hallelujah. There's something that you've learned in physics, in mathematics, in chemistry. Learned working somewhere that can be of great help. So now it was not you that had brought me hither, but God, and He had made me a father. He had made me a father. He's a young man, but says, God has made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house. I am Lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. I am in charge. Your brother is in charge. So don't worry. I don't need nothing from you. If you had not tried to kill me, I would not have experienced this new life. So let me thank you. You thought you were going to mess me up, but you set me up for good. Hallelujah. 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 Let that be your testimony. Let that be my testimony. Let that be the testimony of Glory and Peace Church. And this ministry, all the ministries that are in this house. Hallelujah. Testimony of God's goodness. The enemy thought, oh, he's going to mess my life up. Oh, no. But this thing that he tried to do really set me up for a greater assignment. Verse 9. I'm going to stop shortly, but I want to look at verse 9 and verse 10. There's no way I'm going to be able to cover this whole narrative today or in the next few weeks. He says, haste ye and go up to my father and say unto him, thus saith thy son Joseph, God had made me Lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me. Tarry not. Hurry. Your son is in charge. I'm also in charge of Pharaoh himself. He thinks he's the boss, but really I'm the boss. Oh, my. Verse 10 is key. The key verse. Doesn't sound like it, but this is key. You've got to declare where you're going before you get there. If you keep on prophesying or speaking death into your life, that's where you're going to get. And let me tell you something right now. Your prayers cannot change your words. Let me say that again. Your prayers cannot change your words. Say it a third time and I'll explain. Your prayers cannot change your words. If you are speaking death into your life consistently, death, 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 confusion, 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 and then you start praying to remove the confusion, it does not work that way. You're praying to remove the confusion. It's not going to remove the confusion if you are constantly declaring confusion in your life. You eat out of the abundance of your words. You'll be satisfied with the words of your mouth. Prayers will only change your words when your words change. Prayers will only change your words when your words what? Change. You must speak your future before you get there. So he says, and thou shalt dwell in the land of where? Did he talk to Pharaoh yet? No. He just revealed himself to his brothers. But he's prophesying where they're going to go. And that's what you need to do in your life. Declare where you're going. When I came here this morning, at about 7 a.m., something like that, between 7 and 7:30, I was saying certain things to the Lord about where I am going. I was declaring it. I was saying those things ahead because that's what I want to see. Hallelujah. Now, what I was saying, while I was saying it, my mind wanted to tell me, are you kidding me? Are you serious? You think that's going to happen? And I kept on saying what I was saying. I just kept on saying it. But, okay, so you want it in this place? I said, yes. But I thought you wanted it over there. I said, I want it here, and I want it there, and I want it there, and I want it there. The same thing. Well, you got to declare your Goshen before you get there. Thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. You're all going to be near me. Incredibly, oh my. When he chose that land of Goshen, there was something else that he knew. He knew that his father and his brothers handled cattle. And he also knew that the Egyptians didn't care for cattle. They didn't like, they looked down on shepherds. So he picks up a land, and this is so God. This is partly why God sent them to Egypt. Because he knew the Egyptians will not attach themselves to these shepherds. They will look down at them and therefore will not assimilate them into their... If I send them there, the Egyptians will keep on pushing them away. Even when the Israelites want to join with them, the Egyptians will be pushing them away. That's how they are going to push you away, because they say, that's a Christian. We don't want anything to do with you. But while they are pushing you away, you are going to be growing. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Yes. While the world is going to try to push us away, we are going to be expanding. Amen. We are going to be bigger. Amen. We are going to experience greater things. Amen. Finally, I like this. I like this. I can't go to the verses right now, but just read from chapter 45 to 50, just five chapters. And I'll help you come into deeper levels of it. Finally, Pharaoh and the Egyptian. Is Pharaoh an Egyptian? Good. They don't like shepherds. They don't like cows. Okay. Guess what Pharaoh did? Pharaoh went and got some cows. The one who didn't like cows got some cows and says to Joseph, get me somebody who knows how to take care of this kind of business. Now he... Huh? You mean God is going to create businesses for you? Things are changing. I say things are changing. Yeah. Stop complaining. Open your eyes and see. There are business opportunities being generated right now. Open your eyes and see.
There are gospel opportunities being generated right now. Open your eyes and what? See. Touch your eyes. Put your hands on your eyes and touch your head at the same time. That shouldn't be too hard. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, open my eyes to see what you have available. Touch my mind so I can think like you do. I have the mind of Christ. Let that mind of Christ be activated now so I can walk victoriously, blessed to be a blessing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.